name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2. We have reached verse 146. قال الله تعالى الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم وإن فريقا منهم ليكتمون الحق وهم يعلمون. Those to whom we gave the scripture recognize him, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or all the Kaaba at Mecca as the true direction for the believers to direct themselves in prayers, as they recognize their sons, but verily a party of them conceal the truth while they know it, meaning the qualities of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is saying, those to whom we gave the scripture, meaning the Jews and the Christians, and the scripture refers to the Torah and the Injil, the Torah for the Jews and the Injil, the Gospel for the Christians, they knew and they recognized the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as they recognize their sons, because they find him written in their books commanding what is right and forbidding what is wrong. In addition to the other descriptions mentioned of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam therein, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, but verily a party of them conceal the truth while they know it. A party of them conceal the truth. They hide it. They don't make it known and clear. And that's why we see in Surah Al-An'am, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us as to what goes on between them, some telling others, how you gonna tell people that Muhammad is on the truth, him and his companions? If you do, they will make proofs against you with Allah. So they used to recommend each other to conceal. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. We seek refuge in Allah. Concealing the reality of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. While they know, this is the point, they conceal while they know the truth concerning the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And this is even more intense in its degree of putting the blame upon them, because they rejected him while they knew that he was the truth, and they concealed that. The benefits of this verse: number one, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is known with the people of the book, well known as came in their books, and this is clear in the following statement in the Quran in chapter 7 verse 157, الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم. Let's take it step by step. Those who follow the messenger, the prophet who can neither read nor write, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom they find written with them in the Torah and the Injil, the Gospel. He commands them for ma'ruf, for tawheed and everything good, and forbid them from munkar, and the munkar is shirk and everything wrong. He allows them as lawful at-tayyibat, all the good and lawful. And he prohibits them as unlawful everything which is khabith, khaba'ith, all evil and unlawful things. He releases them from their heavy burdens of Allah's covenant and from the letters or the fetters, the bindings that were upon them. So those who believe in him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honor him, help him, and follow the light, the Quran, which has been sent down with him, it is they who will be successful. This brings another benefit, that the people of the book have no excuse in denying the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they were given of his description and they recognize him as they recognize their son. Now, another benefit number three, taking the path of perfect justice, and this is the perfect justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he said in this statement, the perfect justice of Allah, and a group of them concealed the truth, a group of them or a party of them concealed the truth. He did not say they concealed the truth. Because from amongst them there were those who believed, attested to the truth and believed, like Abdullah bin Salam from the Jews, and some also with him, and also the Najashi, who was the king of Abyssinia, a Christian. And if the statement would have been a party of them conceal, if the statement would be would have been they conceal, then there will be no mention of the merits of those who believed in the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this statement that a group of them or party of them concealed the truth while they know, in this there is a proof that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is on the truth. In this statement, a party of them concealed the truth while they know it, is a proof that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was on the truth, because a group of the people of the book believed in him. And therefore now we learn two benefits from this statement. Number one, justice, and there was no compromise whatsoever for those who believed. Secondly, affirming the truthfulness of the message sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the people of the book, since some of them believed in him as the true messenger. The additional point of benefit is the intense blame concerning those who conceal the truth while they know. So they are determined. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 187. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَهُ فَنَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ وَاشْتَرَوْا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَبِئْسَ مَا يَشْتَرُونَ. And remember when Allah took a covenant from those who were given the scripture, Jews and Christians, to make it the news of the coming of the Prophet ﷺ known and clear to mankind. فَنَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ, and not to hide it, but they threw it away behind their backs and purchased with it some miserable gain, and indeed worse is that which they bought. Also listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in 2:159. إن الذين يكتمون ما نزلنا من البينات والهدى من بعد ما بيناه للناس في الكتاب أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم اللاعنون. Verily those who conceal the clear proofs, the evidences and the guidance which we have sent down after we have made it clear for the people in the book, they are the ones cursed by Allah and cursed by the curses. And that's why it is incumbent on the people of knowledge to make the knowledge clear when it is needed by the Ummah, either by when questions about the deen are raised directly, meaning to question matters, questions about certain matters to know of their rulings, etc., or by way of non-spoken expression, So when people fall into certain matters or situations where they need clarification, and if the questions are by way of spoken utterance, where people may befall in certain matters where it demands that clarification should be made, so the people of knowledge should do that. As to the case of non-spoken circumstances, someone may come to you asking you about a legal matter while you know it, then it is dutiful upon you to make it clear to him, except in case if you may come to know that this man really doesn't really care much about reaching to the truth, rather he wants to instigate fitna amongst the scholars. Or he intends to bring some kind of hardship on the one whom he is asking. In this case, the one being asked has the choice to answer him or not. And from the benefits, there is no excuse nor a plea for the people of the book in their denial of the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they were given of his description that which they will make him recognize him, as they know, as they recognize their sons. This brings the end of the verse number 146. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.